The Alan Watts iPhone app is now available on the iTunes App Store, featuring the entire Alan Watts podcast series at your fingertips. Visit alanwattsapp.com for more information.
We would draw them in a different way. If we genuinely made this inquiry, ourselves, because we have different traditions. And we would find ourselves, goodness only knows what we'd be drawing. But we would be making things like the stained glass windows in Chartres Cathedral, you see, and crucifixes, because when you investigate sensation, you go down into it, and you feel it getting more and more intense, more and more intense, more, more, more. You see, right down, how much can you stand? Well, there's Jesus on the cross. See? Cover it with jewels. Make it gorgeous. So all these things, you see, are investigations of the basic sensation of being alive. And people are curious about that. You know, where are we? What's it all about? Well, the only way is to look and see. So if you want to find out what you mean by meaning, by asking a question, by being conscious, by being here, well, you have to meditate. And meditation, as not meditating on something, like thinking it out in an intellectual way, it is looking more closely at what you're asking the question about. So, you can do that externally, with a microscope, with chemical analysis, and so on. That way is valid. But it has to be balanced by the internal way. Going down into your own sensations, and your own consciousness. And the point that I'm going to make again in another way that I made this morning is that this isn't something you're supposed to do. That is to say, isn't a chore. It isn't your solemn duty, unless you want to come on. That's the sort of person you ought to be. This is a delight. To get into that out of total fascination and joy and love of whatever it is that you are and everybody else is. So that this is a different spirit of religion than that to which we are normally accustomed. Instead of saying, which I suppose is an attitude characteristic of what you might call a patrist as distinct from a matrist culture, go and read your Bible. Get down on your knees and repent, you see. Ooh. Now, we feel pretty spooked by that attitude. This one says instead, psst, I've got something to show you. Look in here. You all know what all this is about? You watch. Take a look. You look in there and you say, oh, no. It can't really be like that. You look at this other guy who's the guru. See? He says, it's all right, don't be afraid. Ooh, that's not possible. Yeah, you know. And this is the attitude. And I don't know how to suggest it except by this sort of drama of the two different approaches. So, This, then, is the, as near as I can get to describing it, the inner meaning of Tantra, of an attitude which is common to both Hinduism and Buddhism. They say Tantra, it means not only the web, the warp and the woof, where you can't have yes without no. You can't have this direction without having this that direction, because this direction, to have it there, needs this other one to hang on to. But he says, no, look here, I got to have something to hang on to too, so we hang on to each other, and this, so there we are. See? That's the nature of a web. And so, Tantra means the comprehension of the unity of opposites, of the good and the bad, of life and death, of love and hate, of all extremes in the whole spectrum of our emotions, our sensations, everything. In a sense, this is not something for children. Because you have to be reliable to get into this, because otherwise you go berserk. You wouldn't pay any respect to any rules or anything if you didn't have a mature attitude before getting mixed up in this. Because you suddenly see anything and everything goes. There is no way of being wrong, because you are it, whatever there is, forever and ever and ever, and that's so. You can die, fantastic, forget everything altogether, blow right out, come back, because the light is the other side of the darkness. Be all new again, but it's all you just as it was before, because you do the same patterns, same kind of stars, same kind of physical properties, the same dance. Blot it out, it starts again. Just like the physical forces in things, you see, repeat their fundamental laws and patterns. It's exactly the same with the inner world I'm talking about. Investigating the outer world, investigating the inner world, it's all one. And that's you. So, Buddhist enlightenment is simply to know that secret. And that's what it means, really, finally, to grow up. You see, again, just as I said that we find in our own preachers and religious people an attitude of against lifeness, and we get a funny feeling about that, that they're full of reprimands, and they're full of, there's a trap, you see, and they have the Young People's Fellowship, as I explained, to suck you into this trap. It's exactly the same thing exists here. In particular, I think one of the basic tantric texts is called Saraha, The Treasury of Songs, by Professor Gunter of the University of Saskatchewan. Saraha was a tantric teacher living probably in the area of Bengal about 1000 AD. He is making a critique of both the Hindu and Buddhist orthodoxy. So he says, the Brahmins who do not know the truth recite the four Vedas in vain. With earth and water and kusha grass they make preparations, and seated at home they kindle fire, and from the senseless offerings that they make they burn their eyes with the pungent smoke. In lordly garb, with one staff or three, they think themselves wise with their Brahmanical law. Vainly is the world enslaved by their vanity. They do not know that the Dharma is the same as the non-Dharma. With ashes, these masters smear their bodies, and on their heads they wear matted hair. Seated within the house, they kindle lamps. Seated in a corner, they tinkle bells. They adopt a posture and fix their eyes, whispering in ears and deceiving folk, teaching widows and bald-headed nuns and such like, initiating them as they take their fee. The Jain monks mock the way with their appearance, with their long nails and their filthy clothes, or else naked and with disheveled hair, enslaving themselves with their doctrine of liberation. If by nakedness one is released, then dogs and jackals must be so. If from absence of hair there comes perfection, then the hips of maidens must be so. If from having a tail there comes release, then for the peacock and yak it must be so. If wisdom consists in eating just what one finds, then for elephant and horse it must be so. For these Jain monks there is no release, Saraha says. Deprived of the truth of happiness, they do but afflict their own bodies. Then there are the novices and bhikshu, that means a Buddhist monk, with the teaching of the old school. That's not the same as old school Thai. It means the old school of Theravada Buddhism. With the teaching of the old school who renounced the world to be monks, some are seen sitting and reading the scriptures. Some wither away in their concentration on thought. Others have recourse to the Mahayana. This is the doctrine which expounds the original text, they say. Others just meditate on mandala circles. Others strive to define the fourth stage of bliss. With such investigating, they fall from the way. Some would envisage it as space. Others endow it with the nature of voidness, and thus they are generally in disagreement. Whoever, deprived of the innate, that's what you really are, seeks nirvana, can in no wise acquire the absolute truth. Whoever is intent on anything else, how may he gain release? Will one gain release abiding in meditation? What's the use of lamps? What's the use of offerings? What's to be done by reliance on mantras? What's the use of austerities? What's the use of going on pilgrimage? Is release achieved by bathing in water? Abandon such false attachments and renounce such illusion.
You've been listening to Alan Watts from the Spoken Word Library of the Electronic University. For copies of this and other Alan Watts programs, please go to alanwatts.com on the World Wide Web or call us toll-free at 1-800-WO-WATTS. That's ALANWATTS.com or 1-800-WO-WATTS. The Watts website features free audio downloads, program lists, and information on Watts' life and works. Once again, that's alanwatts.com or 1-800-WO-WATTS.